This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Israeli strikes across Gaza over the weekend have killed 29 people, including young quintuplets and entire families. The latest bombardment came as United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived on a visit to the region to try to seal a ceasefire deal. He will meet with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday. Ukraine continues to make gains in their incursion. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Ukraine has taken out a key bridge in Russia's western Kursk region and hit another one nearby, likely trying to cut off Russian supply lines. This happened about 2 weeks into their cross-border movement. Ukraine's Air Force chief and Russia's regional governor both reported Ukrainian troops have hit a second bridge over the Siem River. Russia's military bloggers acknowledge that the destruction of the first bridge will disrupt supply deliveries to Russian forces. Kiev has been tight-lipped on whether its troops intend to seek a foothold in the Kursk region, but hitting the bridges suggests an attempt to hinder a potential Russian counterattack in the area. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
At a campaign rally in his home state of Nebraska on Saturday, vice presidential candidate Governor Tim Walz, who's been calling some Republican policies weird, says he's concerned about the ongoing claims of past election fraud.
When they try, which they did and will again, when they try to overturn fair elections, that's not just weird. That's un-American. That is un-American.
Thousands of activists are expected to converge in Chicago for the Democratic National Convention, hoping to call attention to abortion rights, economic justice, and the war in Gaza. The Democratic National Convention begins on Monday in Chicago. For more news and expanded coverage, go to